was highly controversial because of what he says about the atonement. And I want to read you just a brief section here and get your response to it. But this shows that some of the issues that are questions that are being raised, the doctrines that are being attacked, are not just peripheral or questionable issues, but some of the things that are at the very heart of what we believe and proclaim. This raises a fair question about the gospel and what did the cross mean? That's the very thing he's talking about here. He writes this: "The fact is that the cross is not a form of cosmic child abuse, a vengeful father punishing his son for an offense he has not even committed. Understandably, both people inside and outside of the church have found this twisted version of events morally dubious and a huge barrier to faith. Deeper than that, however, is that such a concept stands in total contradiction to the statement that God is love. If the cross is a personal act of violence perpetrated by God towards humankind but borne by his Son, then that makes a mockery of Jesus' own teaching to love your enemies and to refuse to repay evil with evil." He's saying if you believe Jesus died as a substitute for sinners, then that's a form of cosmic child abuse, his words.
God is a bad guy. Jesus is a victim. My response to that is that you couldn't be a Christian and say that. That's outright heresy. But the issue to me is, where does this come from? Does he find Bible verses, texts of Scripture that led him to that conviction? That sounds like the language of an atheist, doesn't it?
It does.
It sounds like the language of a flat-out anti-Christian pagan atheist. Mocking the cross of Jesus Christ. That's mockery. That's outright mockery. These people, and he thinks he's really cute and clever. This kind of stuff is going to shock people, and it does. That's why it stood out and you read it. But this is not even Christian thinking. There's nothing about looking at the Word of God there. There's nothing about trying to interpret the Scripture. This is more of what I was saying earlier. Bashing the truth, shredding the truth without having to put anything in its place, being cute and clever and novel and shocking and all of that, and leaving people stunned but with nothing else. This is the worst kind of stuff because it sows seeds of doubt in the most fragile. This is the stuff that victimizes the children who are tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine. But that's not even Christianity. That is an attack on Christianity. So to call yourself an evangelist.